Hey, so here's what's happening. I don't want you to miss this. Just in case you haven't been paying attention, I am writing a book and it won't be published until probably this time next year, but I am doing a pre-order campaign during the month of August. And so during August, you will be able to order one or more pre-order copies of Social Currency, which is going to be about beauty and confidence in a culture obsessed with perfection. So it's everything that I talk about in the podcast, but it's an opportunity for me to go really, really deep and kind of nerd out on all of these social topics that I love to talk about. So if you want to support the book launch, go to RebeccaBiggie.com/book launch and you'll get all the updates about when things are happening as they are happening. And you can start pre-ordering copies August 1st. And it's only for the month of August. So if you want to pre-order a copy, mark your calendar for August, get on the email list for reminders, and let's do it. Okay, let's start the episode now. Okay, what up, crew? Welcome to another episode of Confidently She. We are talking about Leos in this episode. So we're heading into the Leo season literally today. That's from July 23rd until August 22nd. And in researching some Leos, I discovered that there are actually quite a few of my favorite celebrities are Leos, which is interesting. Leo and Scorpio tend to get along pretty well. So everyone who's a Leo out there, hit me up. We might become friends. So Steve Carell is a Leo and he's like my favorite actor. I loved him in The Office and he's just great in, he was great in Anchorman. He's great in everything he does, really. And also Despicable Me. Like, we can't forget that Steve Carell was like the lead in Despicable Me, which is one of my favorite movies. Daniel Radcliffe is a Leo. Also Barack Obama, Jennifer Lopez, Sandra Bullock. Like, these are all people that I really like. Mila Kunis as well is a Leo. They all are kind of on my list of like celebrities that I think I would get along with. So that's Leo. And before I dive in, share this with a Leo in your life, July 23rd through August 22nd. Think of one or two people that you know who was born in that time frame and share this with them and ask them if this resonates. And if you're not a Leo, I love that you're listening to this because that means you are understanding people who are different from you. And that is a huge step in building your own confidence, believe it or not. I'm excited to talk about this sign because it's another fire sign. I kind of like fire signs. But overall, one of Leo's traits is generally confidence, which if you've been following along with the other zodiac signs that I've done these podcast episodes about, I don't really agree that confidence is a personality trait. Actually, let me take that back. I wholeheartedly disagree that confidence is a personality trait. I think that some people are more inclined to think well of themselves than others, but confidence is something that you can build, and it's also something you can lose. So if you are a Leo and you are struggling with confidence now and then, that's okay. That makes sense. So don't feel like you aren't being like your full Leo personality if you're not confident all the time, because it's just unrealistic for someone to be confident 24/7. But know that you probably have a lot of the raw materials necessary in order to be a confident person. Okay, so let's talk a little more about Leo. I mentioned they're a fire sign, which means that fire signs are usually very passionate. Think about a flame, right? Flames can be really big and bold and powerful. And so the strengths of Leo is that they are passionate. They are creative. Leos are generous. They're warm-hearted. And they generally like harmony. They want people to get along. They want everyone to have fun. But because they are usually passionate and creative, sometimes they can have an arrogance about them towards people who aren't that way. So they see their positive traits as better than other people's positive traits, and that can grow into some arrogance, okay? And this makes total sense if you think about it, because confidence and arrogance are sometimes confused with each other, right? In fact, they're confused with each other quite often. A lot of times when people will say or ask questions about my coaching or my podcast or my philosophy on things, they're like, well, I don't want to be too confident because then people won't like me. And I always laugh because I'm like, you're not talking about confidence, you're talking about arrogance. There's no such thing as being too confident, because confidence is just like a peaceful state of being. Confidence is not comparing yourself. It's not thinking that you're better than anyone, but also not thinking that you're worse than anyone. Confidence is just showing up as you are, wholly owning who you are, and letting everyone else decide what they think about you. And then not being attached to the outcome. In a nutshell, that's what confidence is, okay? So Leos can sometimes become arrogant, sometimes stubborn and self-centered, or very inflexible if they feel like something has gone wrong, if they have been wronged. Leos can be they can hold grudges. And that's where that stubbornness can come into play. Because if you think about it, your generous, warm-hearted, loving nature, if that's taken advantage of, you can turn into this stubborn, self-centered, inflexible person towards the person you feel wronged you. It's time for the review of the week. This review is coming from Instagram, and it is from Adeline. I hope I'm saying your name right. It says, your posts and podcasts are helping me in my recovery from chronic eating disorders and body image issues. Also, I ate chocolate ice cream today without feeling guilty. Thank you, Rebecca, with a little red heart emoji. Thank you so much for sharing that with me. It means everything that this podcast is helping you. And if this podcast has helped you at all and you haven't shared your thoughts on Confidently She, head over to iTunes and leave a public review there, or just shoot me a DM and I will read yours on another episode of Confidently She. But you have to write it first, right? I can't read your mind. So as far as confidence goes, the things to lean into as a Leo is to really explore your creativity. Creativity is such a blessing, but it also creates a lot of opportunity for insecurity, because if you are creating something and sharing something with the world, if you're insecure, you can be afraid of what people will think of it. But the confident Leo will be creative. They will share their gifts with the world, and they won't be attached to the opinions of others and to the outcome of what happens as a result of being creative. So lean into that creative side of you, and then release your attachment to pleasing others through your creative outlet. Release your attachment to needing to make a certain amount of money off of something, or making a certain person proud of you because of something. Because at the end of the day, what's going to matter most and what's going to fulfill you the most is being creative itself, allowing creativity for the sake of creativity. That's what creatives do. And I feel like I just said creative like a million times. So we're going to move on to the next trait of Leo, which is kind of the leader of a group of friends. There's a specific strength to a Leo energy that kind of becomes the leader of the group of friends. People are drawn into their orbit as a leader, which also makes sense because you are a warm-hearted person who's like in love with life. That's what fire signs do, like when they are at their best. Fire signs bring warmth. They bring energy. Fire is energy, right? So just like Aries and Sagittarius, when you are at your best, people are drawn to your warmth and your energy. But fire is also very dangerous. So you need to be careful not to let that leadership energy take control to where you are in charge, you are dominating in situations that you just really shouldn't be dominating in. So that could be an energy to be mindful of, is that are you dominating a conversation unnecessarily? But because you are creative and you're a little dramatic and you like to kind of put on a show, if people ignore you, or if people put you down for that, or if people don't appreciate your creativity, that can create a lot of insecurity for you. That can dim your light. That can dim the fire so that you aren't comfortable showing up as yourself anymore. So think about maybe times in your life where you feel like that fire energy within you was smothered. And then now ask yourself, okay, am I overcompensating for that in some areas? Or have I not allowed myself to stoke that flame and grow back into who I know I am? With every single one of these zodiac signs, the most confident version of you is where you have substance and depth to your personality. And what I mean by that is, take each element, for example, fire, air, earth, water. Any one of those elements in a small quantity is going to be easily swallowed up by any other one of those elements in a large quantity. Let's use fire, for example. You can put out a small flame by throwing earth over the flame, by dousing it with a little bit of water, or by blowing it out, a small flame. What you want to have is a healthy, vibrant, controlled bonfire. Not to a point where it spreads and it's a forest fire and it is out of control and you are dominating and arrogant and shoving your personality down people's throats, but to a point where if a little water is splashed on that fire, it's not going out. If a breeze picks up, you don't lose the flame. If someone, you know, tries to kick dirt into the fire, whatever happens around campfires, I don't know, it's been a while since I've had a campfire, it doesn't get extinguished so easily. And that's true for every single element of the zodiac and every single sign within that element. Pay attention to your element. I think that is a really overlooked part of all of this, is just like, what is the element that you really work with? For me, it's water. And so for Leo, with that fire sign, Leos and Scorpios together can get a lot of stuff done, but also they can put each other out. If you put the fire under the water starts to boil. Sometimes the water evaporates. Or if you have too much water on not enough flame, then the flame goes out. But sometimes water is really helpful to help control a flame. So all of these elements work together in certain proportions to create balance and to create harmony. And that's really what confidence is. Confidence is living a balanced life where you have enough substance to you where nothing is going to shake you at your core. And so how do you do that? Well, you figure out more about who you are. You go deeper into who you are, not with a critical lens, not with a critical eye of these are all the things that's wrong with me. These are all the things that are good about me. And if I can just have more good things than bad things, then I'm a good person. No, because a lot of that is subjective sometimes and it's circumstantial. So you look at all of these things with an objective view and you ask yourself, what can this emotion be used for? What can this trait be used for? Because all of our traits, to a certain extent, can be used for good things in the proper context. So as a Leo, that arrogant part of you, that side of you that can turn into arrogance, or that side of you that can turn into selfishness, that could be your protection. That's your defense. When someone is mistreating you, you need to respond to that instinct to become a little selfish and to say, no, I will not allow and accept that behavior. That's what it's used for. There are bad ways to use it, of course. But being mindful of it, writing it all down, that is what's going to help you feel like you understand who you are and like you're in control of who you are and that you get to decide which characteristics and which traits you are going to grow and foster and which ones you need to use for something else, right? It's not that they go away entirely. Everything has a purpose. You just need to understand what that purpose is. And if you want help with this, dude, this is literally what I do for a living. Like I coach women, helping them understand who they are so that they're not so swayed by other people's opinions and that they can build a life that they wake up every day and are super excited and happy and enjoying themselves and expressing themselves and connecting to themselves and the world around them without fear and without judgment. And it's a really great way to live, you know? Like, that's just what I'm saying. Like, that's the that's the goal, is to live in a way where you don't have to be stressed out about what everybody thinks, because you have depth and substance at your core. So thanks for listening to this episode. I am pumped about this Zodiac series. It has been so fun. And I can't wait, selfishly, to do the Scorpio episode, because Scorpios can be so misunderstood. But anyway, I will get to that and save it for the Scorpio episode in November.